Even as Ender learned how much he did not know, he also saw things that he could improve on. The well-rehearsed formations were a mistake. It allowed the soldiers to obey shouted orders instantly, but it also meant they were predictable. Also, the individual soldiers were given little initiative. Once a pattern was set, they were to follow it through. There was no room for adjustment to what the enemy did against the formation. Ender studied Bonzo's formations like an enemy commander would, noting ways to disrupt the formation. During free play that night, Ender asked Petra to practice with him. "No," she said. "I want to be a commander someday, so I've got to play the game room." It was a common belief that the teachers monitored the games and spotted potential commanders there. Ender doubted it, though. Toon leaders had a better chance to show what they might do as commanders than any video player. But he didn't argue with Petra. The after-breakfast practice was generous enough. Still, he had to practice, and he couldn't practice alone, except a few of the basic skills. Most of the hard things required partners or teams. If only he still had Alai or Shen to practice with. Well, why shouldn't he practice with them? He had never heard of a soldier practicing with Launchies, but there was no rule against it. It just wasn't done. Launchies were held in too much contempt. Well, Ender was still being treated like a Launchie anyway. He needed someone to practice with, and in return he could help them learn some of the things he saw the older boys doing. "Ay's a great soldier returns," said Barnard. Ender stood in the doorway of his old barracks. He'd only been away for a day, but already it seemed like an alien place, and the others of his launch group were strangers. Almost he turned around and left. But there was Alai, who had made their friendship sacred. Alai was not a stranger. Ender made no effort to conceal how he was treated in Salamander Army. "And they're right, I'm about as useful as a sneeze in a spacesuit." Alai laughed, and other launchies started to gather around. Ender proposed his bargain. Free play every day, working hard in the battle room, under Ender's direction. They would learn things from the armies, from the battles Ender would see. He would get the practice he needed in developing soldier skills. "We'll get ready together." A lot of the boys wanted to come, too. "Sure," Ender said. "If you're coming to work, if you're just farting around, you're out. I don't have any time to waste." They didn't waste any time. Ender was clumsy, trying to describe what he had seen, working out ways to do it. But by the time free play ended, they had learned some things. They were tired, but they were getting the knack of a few techniques. "Where were you?" said Bonzo. Ender stood stiffly by his commander's bunk. "Practicing in a battle room. I hear you had some of your old launchy group with you." "I couldn't practice alone. I won't have any soldiers in Salamander Army hanging around with launchies. You're a soldier now." Ender regarded him in silence. "Did you hear me, Wigan?"
"Yes, sir."
"No more practicing with those little farts."
"May I speak to you privately?" asked Ender.
It was a request that commanders were required to allow. Bonzo's face went angry, and he led Ender out into the corridor. "Listen, Wigan, I don't want you. I'm trying to get rid of you, but don't give me any problems or I'll paste you to the wall." A good commander, thought Ender, doesn't have to make stupid threats. Bonzo grew annoyed at Ender's silence. "Look, you asked me to come out here. Now talk."
"Sir, you were correct not to place me in a tune. I don't know how to do anything. I don't need you to tell me when I'm correct. But I'm going to become a good soldier. I won't screw up your regular drill, but I'm going to practice. And I'm going to practice with the only people who will practice with me, and that's my launchies."
"You'll do what I tell you, you little bastard."
"That's right, sir. I'll follow all the orders that you're authorized to give. But free play is free. No assignments can be given, none, by anyone."
He could see Bonzo's anger growing hot. Hot anger was bad. Ender's anger was cold, and he could use it. Bonzo's was hot, and so it used him.
"Sir, I've got my own career to think of. I won't interfere in your training and your battles, but I've got to learn sometime. I didn't ask to be put into your army. You're trying to trade me as soon as you can. But nobody will take me if I don't know anything, will they? Let me learn something, and then you can get rid of me all the sooner and get a soldier you can really use." Bonzo was not such a fool that anger kept him from recognizing good sense when he heard it. Still, he couldn't let go of his anger immediately. While you're in Salamander Army, you'll obey me. If you try to control my free play, I can get you iced. It probably wasn't true, but it was possible. Certainly, if Ender made a fuss about it, interfering with free play could conceivably get Bonzo removed from command. Also, there was the fact that the officers obviously saw something in Ender, since they had promoted him. Maybe Ender did have influence enough with the teachers to ice somebody. Bastard, said Bonzo. It isn't my fault you gave me that order in front of everybody, Ender said. But if you want, I'll pretend you won this argument. Then tomorrow, you can tell me you changed your mind. I don't need you to tell me what to do. I don't want the other guys to think you backed down. You wouldn't be able to command as well. Bonzo hated him for it, for the kindness. Ender tried to understand why. Maybe it seemed to Bonzo as if Ender were granting him his command as a favor. Galling, and yet he had no choice. No choice about anything. Well, it was Bonzo's own fault for giving Ender an unreasonable order. Still, he would only know that Ender had beaten him, and then rubbed his nose in it by being magnanimous. I'll have your ass someday, Bonzo said. Probably, said Ender. The lights out buzzer sounded. Ender walked back into the room looking dejected, beaten, angry. The other boys drew the obvious conclusion. And in the morning, as Ender was leaving for breakfast, Bonzo stopped him and spoke loudly. I changed my mind, Pinprick. Maybe by practicing with your launchies you'll learn something, and I can trade you easier. Anything to get rid of you faster. Thank you, sir, Ender said.
Anything, whispered Bonzo. I hope you're iced.
Ender smiled gratefully and left the room. After breakfast, he practiced again with Petra. All afternoon, he watched Bonzo drill and figured out ways to destroy his army. During free play, he and Ali and the others worked themselves to exhaustion. I can do this, thought Ender as he lay in his bed, his muscles throbbing, unknotting themselves. I can handle it. Salamander Army had a battle 4 days later. Ender followed behind the real soldiers as they jogged along the corridors to the battle room. There were two ribbons along the walls, the green-green-brown of Salamander and the black-white-black of Condor. When they came to the place where the battle room had always been, the corridor split instead, with green-green-brown leading to the left and black-white-black to the right. Around another turn to the right, and the army stopped in front of a blank wall. The tunes formed up in silence. Ender stayed behind them all. Bonzo was giving his instructions. A, take the handles and go up. B, left. C, right. D, down. He saw that the tunes were oriented to follow instructions, then added, And you, Pinprick, wait 4 minutes, then come just inside the door. Don't even take your gun off your suit. Ender nodded. Suddenly, the wall behind Bonzo became transparent. Not a wall at all, then, but a force field. The battle room was different, too. Huge brown boxes were suspended in midair, partially obstructing the view. So these were the obstacles that the soldiers called stars. They were distributed seemingly at random. Bonzo seemed not to care where they were. Apparently the soldiers already knew how to handle the stars. But it soon became clear to Ender, as he sat and watched the battle from the corridor, that they did not know how to handle the stars. They did know how to soft land on one and use it for cover, the tactics of assaulting the enemy's position on a star. They showed no sense at all of which stars mattered. They persisted in assaulting stars that could have been bypassed by wall sliding to a more advanced position. The other commander was taking advantage of Bonzo's neglect of strategy. Condor Army forced the Salamanders into costly assaults. Fewer and fewer Salamanders were unfrozen for the attack on the next star. It was clear after only 4 minutes that Salamander Army could not defeat the enemy by attacking. Ender stepped through the gate.